The following is a recording for Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation on Tuesday, November 27th, 2018 at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have all of our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn today's conference over to Bill Thorne. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Samantha, and thank you all for joining us. My name is Bill Thorne. I'm the Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs at the National Retail Federation. We're glad that you could be with us today as we go through our Thanksgiving weekend shopping results, our consumer sentiment survey that we do every year to kind of get a sense of what's happening in the consumer space. I'm joined today in the room by Mark Matthews, who's the Vice President of Research and Development and Industry Analysis at NRF. And on the phone, we also have Phil Rist. He's the Executive Vice President at Prosper, the research firm that conducted the survey. So getting into it, the top line is what has extensively been reported already. This was a very strong holiday weekend, and this is a very positive indicator of where we're headed over the next 4 weeks. Two-thirds of consumers shopping over the weekend, and we've seen a significant spike in the multi-channel shoppers. And this is going to be important, something we're going to talk a little bit more about. I spoke to Matt Shea, who's our president and CEO, earlier this morning. He's in Brussels attending an event with our partners at Eurocommerce. Over the last 48 hours, he's had the opportunity to speak to a number of retail CEOs who are all very positive about the holiday weekend. The customers were out in force, in store, and online. Retailers were as prepared as they could be. Inventory was where it needed to be, and shelves were stocked. It was a great kickoff to the holiday season. While overall spending set records, holiday purchasing was slightly down for the weekend from year over year. But it's important, and if you're going to pay attention to anything else, pay attention to this. What we're capturing here is just a subset of total retail spending for the weekend. We're very bullish that total retail spending this year will be up between 4.3 and 4.8% at the top of our forecast, we believe. Our survey is really about the behaviors of holiday shoppers. We have some extraordinary results, specifically about behaviors of millennial and Gen Z consumers. The trends that we're seeing is that multi-channel shopping is up nearly 40%. Multi-channel shoppers are the most valuable shoppers, spending up to $93 more than single-channel shoppers. Also, fewer consumers shop just online from one-third in 2017 to less than a quarter so far this year. Much of this is driven by the overall store experience that the retailers have really been focusing on. Consumers now view the holiday promotion season as 2 months, starting at the end of Halloween. The Thanksgiving weekend is really just the emotional and traditional kickoff. There are 32 shopping days from this early Thanksgiving through Christmas, and on average, consumers still have over half of their holiday shopping left to do. 48% reported to have done 25% or less of their gift buying, while 23% have not even started. There is a lot more spending to come. Everyone loves a good deal. 65% of purchases were driven by sales and promotions. 90% of consumers expect holiday sales will continue until Christmas Day. As I indicated earlier, millennial and Gen Z consumers are redefining holiday spending from, well, Black Friday to Me Friday. Millennials and Gen Zers are a bit on the selfish side, a lot on the smart side, and always social. So let's expand on these behaviors. On the selfish side, overall, less people than last year have started buying holiday gifts for others. Self-giving is up 13%. Those ages 18 to 24 spent the most on themselves. 44% of their holiday-related purchases were for them and them alone. Consumers are using this holiday weekend to buy for themselves and waiting to purchase gifts for family and friends when there will be the same or even better deals. The smart consumer overall is the post-recession consumer, smart and savvy. 92% think that deals will continue and possibly get better throughout the holiday shopping season. More than 80% of those 44 and under use their smartphone or tablet to research and make holiday purchases. Nearly 90% of those under 35 use their smartphone or tablet. We've been saying for a number of years that retailers have invested heavily in the consumer experience, the store experience, and the technology. They have a much better understanding of how online and in-store complement each other and contribute to a stronger bottom line. We certainly saw the payoff of these business investments this weekend as consumers were actively researching and making purchases online in a seamless experience. On the social side, the percentage of people using Instagram to find deals was up 73% and was up 45% for Pinterest. Of particular note, especially to an old baby boomer, was that the percentage of men using Instagram and Pinterest to research promotion and deals exceeded women, and Instagram actually doubled this year. So, Phil, I've given kind of a big overview. Why don't you kind of boil down a little bit? Phil Riff?
Yes, thank you for having me. Over 165 million shopped the Thanksgiving weekend, which, again, we define as from Thursday to Monday, so that's a five-day period. This is slightly higher than the 164.6 million who said they would shop this time period in our pre-Thanksgiving survey, which occurred in early November. So we're very happy about that. Overall, the average spent on gifting for family and friends, it's down just a little bit, about $20, but the total spending is reaching record levels, particularly on Black Friday and on Cyber Monday, which were once again the most popular shopping days, either in-store or online. As Bill mentioned, one of the key takeaways is the consumer shopping across multiple channels in multiple ways, with more than half of consumers, 54%, shop both online and in stores over this five-day period. This is a 20 million more persons than shopped in multiple channels last year. And the importance of multi-channel shopping and the greater spend is extraordinary. The consumers in the ages of 35 to 44 spent the most, averaging about $413, which is $100 more than the average consumer for the entire weekend. Now, weather across the country was the coldest it's been since 2015, and they may have impacted some of the outdoor venues. Rain and snow impacted store traffic patterns, but it did encourage purchase of winter apparel, hot food, and drinks. So overall, understanding how the different shoppers shop is one of the most fascinating things about this information. And I think it's time to hear from Mark.
Yeah, Mark Matthews, why don't you give us some thoughts about the survey results?
Thank you, Bill. So this holiday weekend is a really important period of the year for retailers, and shopping is looking really strong so far. We've seen lots of talk thus far about record sales for Black Friday and Cyber Monday in particular. We had a really strong holiday season last year, and we are expecting another one this year. We're forecasting growth of up to 4.8% for total retail sales during the holidays. The consumer is in a really strong position financially. We're seeing remarkably low unemployment and record levels of disposable income. On average, consumers say they still have over half of their shopping left to do, and retailers are standing ready to meet those expectations with some great promotions. There are plenty of opportunities to buy since we have a long holiday season ahead. The key for retailers will be capturing the momentum out of this weekend and turning consumer interest into sales. You'll see retailers focused on inventory management and doing their utmost to ensure they have the right product at the right place at the right time down to the very last extra shopping day. A lot of retailers have been reporting great results from this past weekend, but it's not just about one retailer dominating holiday spending. Today, it's more competitive than it's ever been, and everyone is competing for that highly valuable multi-channel shopper. Though gifting is lagging versus last year, we still think this is going to be a season of cheer for retailers overall.
Agreed. Hey, Samantha, we'd like to open it up for questions to the folks on the line. So if you want to go ahead and give those instructions, stand by.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time.
Before we get to the questions, let me just get as they get into the queue. Mark, I think it's really important because we get this question every year for increased edification. So I think it bears repeating. Over the last 5 days, a number of firms reported on overall retail sales. What is the difference between what our research shows versus what is otherwise being reported?
Absolutely, Bill. As you said before, we're talking about a very specific subset of retail spending here. What we track is holiday-related spending, primarily gifts and holiday purchases like decorations, food, and home decor. We don't capture the broader retail categories in this survey. If you're buying a car or a new fridge or some home improvement supplies or stocking up for your family by taking advantage of deals, that's likely not in this survey. This survey is primarily about gifting and holiday purchases. And it appears that people are deferring some of these purchases right now and will take advantage of the many deals to come over the many days remaining before Christmas.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. So, Samantha, why don't we go ahead?
Thank you. Our first question will come from Courtney Reagan with CNBC.
Courtney, congratulations on your Buckeye win. Congratulations
on your
Buckeyes.
It was quite a game. Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited that the victors came out on top, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Thank you guys for that. Thanks for doing this. That's right, I.O. Thanks for doing this call. As always, you know that we all love to talk about comparisons. We know there's two different things. You can compare to the forecast, and then you can compare to last year. I know the methodology changed, but I believe this year's methodology is the same as what you used last year. So just so that I'm clear, the survey that was done last year, I believe the average shopper spent $335.47. So I want to make sure that's the right number to compare to this year's average of $313.29.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay, great. And then we're talking about Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday for all of this, correct?
Correct, 5 days.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Those were just my quick clarification points. I unfortunately have to jump off onto TV, so I may miss the end of this, but I will let you guys know if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney. Next.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Sarah Nasser with the Wall Street Journal.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello, everyone. I have sort of a similar point here on the 165 million Americans who shopped over those 5 days in store and online. What is last year's figure? What should we be comparing apples to apples on that one?
Phil, do you want to tackle that?
Yeah, I'm looking for it as we speak. Last year, that number was about 174 million.
Okay.
for the same time period. And
okay.
When you're comparing this survey research that's done for the 5 day period with others that report things for the time period, it's important to understand that others report either a specific day or they report a specific channel, where one company may talk about what's happening online, but they don't talk about what's happening in store.
Mm-hmm.
Another group may talk about what's in store but not online, or Friday
yeah.
versus Thursday. We look at this as from the shopper standpoint, which is how the week is going, okay?
Yeah.
And then the retailers also have a say in when promotions start. There were several this year that actually jumped the gun and had promotions going on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, which was fascinating. From the retailer standpoint, all the revenue ends up in November, so I don't think they really care whether something happens on a Thursday versus a Wednesday night. Those are the key differences. We're looking at the longer view and also trying to understand the subsets of the population and understand their differences and how they're shopping multi-channel versus when they're going in store.
So that both the number of shoppers online and off and the dollars spent during this five-day period are slightly lower than last year. So can you just clarify why? You've touched a few points, but I want to make sure we understand why there's a little less in this condensed, you know, the specific five-day period we're talking about in the holiday season.
Sure.
So,
I mean,
go ahead. So let me just take one quick stab at it. I think bears repeating. I mean, part of it, I believe, when you were comparing comps to last year, is just the amount of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. It's five weekends, it's 32 days. And I think the other thing that you look in as well is the strength of the economy this year. People, you know, when people are struggling, they're going to take first and full advantage while they can. When they're not struggling as much, the economy is good, they're going to space out probably further than they normally would if it was a tougher economy.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
our next question will come from Annie the Innocenzio with AP.
Thanks.
Hello,
Hi. First, the survey was conducted on a set. Like, when was the survey actually conducted? Over the weekend? Because these are intentions, right? I mean, over the weekend, is that correct?
Not for Thursday and Friday. The survey was launched, I believe, very late Friday night after Black Friday and Thanksgiving had already passed. So it would be intention for, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay. And then my other question was, you know, last year, I think more than one third of shoppers surveyed planned to make all their purchases on sale over the 5-day period. And, that was similar to the year before. I didn't get that number this year. And what does that tell you about just even in a good economy, shoppers are still looking for discounts? Yeah.
This year it was 65%.
So 65% of shoppers surveyed were saying made all their purchases on sale. Is that correct? So what does that just tell you? Because, you know, here we are in a good economy. You need to talk about just what is that? The challenge is for retailers.
Well, let me just go back to the 65%. That's on average.
Yeah.
And of the purchases. So the second follow-up to your question, I'm sorry. I was looking at numbers.
You said 65% of shoppers surveyed this year were making all their purchases on sale, right? And last year, that number, 65%.
I'm going to let Catherine Cullen, one of my colleagues, answer that question real quick.
So it's on average, 65% of consumers' purchases were on sale, up from 60% or 61% last year. So it's the amount of their purchases that were influenced by sales and discounts this year.
Okay. So it's, you know, it's up. So I just wanted to ask you, you know, we're in a good economy and you're seeing that this interest to buy on sales even more, you know, is up compared to last year. So what is it? Can you just talk to us about the challenges for retailers, you know, to continue to, you know, ply shoppers with discounts, even in
it's always a challenge to, you know, in a highly competitive and highly discounted environment to, you know, stay ahead of the competition. I think part of the challenge that our retailers have is making sure that they have the inventory management down, the shelves are stocked, and what they say they have, the consumer can find, whether it be online or in store, or researched online and purchased in store. So there's a lot of challenges that go with deep discounting. However, that being said, the discounts are certainly driving people into the stores. The experience is a better experience. I think a lot of what I've been reading, Anne, and you've probably been seeing the same thing, the consumers are really having, while it's a busy time, they're having a good experience in store. And this has been a huge focus for the industry to make sure that once the consumer gets in there, that they'll be back, because this is such a long shopping season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Adam Smith with TheStreet.com.
Hi there.
Hello, Adam.
Hi there. Just real quick, I wanted to just double-check a number that you read out a minute ago, and then I'll ask the question. Someone had asked about last year's total. I think you said $174 million. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's $174. And then I wanted to ask, now you said that about half of... you said most shoppers have about half their holiday shopping left to do. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And do you have any comparisons for last year for that that estimate? And I apologize if you already said that and I missed it.
It's go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so this is Mark Matthews. So basically, in terms of shoppers who actually haven't even started shopping yet, we see 23% of those this year versus 20% last year. So when you look at it, you know, almost across the board, people just haven't been starting their shopping as early this year. So we feel like there's a lot of dry powder out there for people to continue to shop as this holiday season progresses.
I agree, and with the numbers we saw, Mark, over the weekend, the percentage that was done for gifts for others versus gifts for themselves. So in these dollars, we're seeing the consumers taking advantage of the promotions to self-gift, and which leaves the people on their list still on their list left to buy for.
So that means you expect... to see more robust shopping throughout the rest of the season through Christmas?
We feel very, very, very good about that. And again, I would just go back to our forecast between 4.3 to 4.8% increase. We believe that we're going to end up on the high side of that when all is said and done.
Okay. And then, sorry, just really quick, you talked about multi-channel shopping, and now would that include like shopping through your smartphone or ordering and then picking up at the store, ordering online? Is that what you're talking about, or are there other examples?
Yes, it would include all of those. Yes.
All the above.
And sorry, do you feel retailers have been more aggressive in pursuing these? I know Walmart and Target and some other retailers had some specific things they rolled out this year. Do you feel that retailers have been more aggressive in kind of meeting that demand this year than in previous years?
I think the successful retailers are.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I do. I think that they, it's a highly competitive environment out there, and they're being incredibly aggressive in ensuring that not only are they offering the promotions that bring people to, you know, make the purchases, but get people into the stores to make additional purchases.
Gotcha. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Andrew Ash with California Apparel News.
Thank you very much for having this wonderful talk. I wonder if you could quickly reiterate this. Early in the talk, you said there was a downtick and a slight decline in mall traffic. Could you repeat that again and tell me if I got it right? Was there indeed a small decline in mall traffic?
I'm going to say I'll let the numbers guys talk to this, but I do not believe that we indicated that the decline in traffic in stores. But go ahead,
right.
Mark. Do you have any?
We did not look at malls as a specific segment, so no. I think we don't have any data on whether or not mall traffic was up or down.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Andrea Boss with Reuters News.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. It's Andrea Boss from Reuters. My question is on more sort of stores deciding not to open on Thanksgiving this year, although most of the big names kind of in the business still remained open. Some of the firms that, you know, have released results yesterday for the four-day period said that Thanksgiving openings, you know, have continued to sort of hurt the industry, but not just on Black Friday. Increasingly, we're seeing that Thanksgiving evening is taking away sales from Saturday and Sunday. I was wondering if you have any thoughts on that and if you agree with that assessment.
Indeed, I'll let others speak to this as well. I think that at the end of the day, what the retailers are doing is they're looking at their business, they're looking at what they generate on a Thanksgiving evening versus Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and they make the decision to open or close based on those numbers and what the consumer wants. If nobody shows up on Thanksgiving evening, they're not going to open the next year on Thanksgiving evening. And I think that it spreads out the buy, but I don't know that it takes away from the buy. People are going, they intend to go and to make holiday purchases. They will do that when the stores are open, when they can get online, when they can actually push the button, make the purchase, go to the store and pick up the items. So I don't think that we've seen any research that we've done that would indicate that opening on Thanksgiving has created a problem as it relates to sales for the industry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Jackie Crossley with Star Tribune.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So here's sort of a question for you. So we've got fewer people shopping over this five-day weekend. We've got them spending a little bit less. Got a longer time frame ahead of us. I'm just wondering are these signs that this sort of five-day shopping weekend is becoming a little more watered down or less important overall than it used to be?
I think that, we've been talking about this for several years, and one of the reasons we actually changed our research was to reflect kind of the change in the holiday season in total. You know, sales start earlier, right after October, Halloween, and they continue right up to Christmas Day. And I think that, at the end of the day, what we're seeing is that Black Friday remains a traditional, if not emotional, start to the holiday season. You've probably seen the news reports that I have where, whole families go Thursday night and early Friday morning to be there when the doors open. So I think it's still incredibly important to bring focus to the season, to get people energized and enthusiastic and excited because of what's coming up. And so while in terms of spend, I think that it's a great indicator, but, the spend is happening over a much longer period of time. And yet, all of that said, those 5 days of Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Cyber Monday, in the minds of the consumer, it's still very important, and it's a real kickoff to an exciting time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Samantha, we have time for one more, I believe.
Thank you. Our next question will come from David Jones with Mobile Payments Today.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Hi. I wanted to ask, in terms of the mobile shopper, do you have any data that indicates whether the mobile shopper is continuing to, buy using the smartphone, but also going into the physical store to buy more merchandise? Or should a retailer or a more traditional retailer take this as, potential threat, or is this something that, a retailer that has a good omni-channel strategy can kind of say, I can capture these shoppers too, and, they will enhance my overall business and not just, take away from me?
Mark, I'm looking right at data on that particular topic, if I can.
Go ahead, Phil.
There's a particular question is, do you plan to use your smartphone to pay for a transaction at the store checkout counter? And when you look at that data by the different age groups is where you really see the story. You see overall 18 plus, that's a 9% number. But when you go to the young folks, 18 to 24, it's 12.1%. 25 to 34 that jumps to 16.3% using a mobile payment at an in-store place. So those are when we talked earlier about understanding the differences in the shoppers as opposed to just looking at them as all the same, it's understanding those differences that is helping successful retailers be successful.
Hey, David, Mark has something he would like to say.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say that that mobile is a threat to anybody. Actually, you know, for the best performers in the industry, it's actually advantageous. I think the situation where you get in trouble is, you know, if you don't get your inventory right, and if a consumer goes into the store and what they're looking for isn't on the shelf, then, you know, the mobile phone does come out. So, you know, I think there are issues there. But frankly, for the leading retailers, you know, mobile is a boon for everybody. It just gives people more ways to shop, more options to shop, and more flexibility when it comes to shopping. And I think that's really what retail is about today. It's about giving consumers the ability to shop how they want, when they want, you know, and the best retailers are doing that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, David. Samantha, that's going to conclude us. And I want to thank everyone for joining us. If you have additional questions, please reach out to our team at press@nrf.com. or call 855-NRF-PRESS. Thanks again for your time. We look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.